find its mother. These were some of the last words spoken by Father Basil William Maturin as he handed a child down to a lifeboat from the sinking Lusitania. The ship had been hit by a torpedo on May 7, 1915. Just moments before rescuing the child, Father Maturin had been seen administering the last rites to several passengers. Amidst the chaotic terror and confusion of the doomed ship, a survivor described him as pale but calm during the horrible sinking of Cunard's RMS Lusitania. When his body was washed ashore a few days later, it would prove what one survivor had conjectured. Father Maturin sought neither a lifeboat nor a life vest for himself, as he knew there was not enough to go around. Records indicate that there was one other priest on board the Lusitania that day. He died in a lifeboat with a life vest on. Some 1,197 passengers perished, and 618 were never found. Father Maturin's body, number 223, was recovered by two elderly fishermen in Ballycotton Bay in Ireland and was returned to England. Having once predicted that his funeral would be held in a half-empty church on a rainy day, Father Maturin would instead have impressive last rites, with crowds of people attending a Westminster cathedral. The Lusitania departed from New York City's Pier 54 amidst numerous warnings that it would be sailing into a war zone. In the days before the ship was to set sail, various warnings were issued, yet records show that only one passenger's reserve ticket was cancelled. Although there was much discussion on board about the war and German submarine activity, as Anthony Richards notes in Lusitania Sinking, there was a widespread refusal to believe that anything untoward could happen to the ship. All the passengers were instructed in the use of life jackets and lifeboats and were prohibited from displaying any light, such as matches, on deck. They were also told to cover potholes. Although many believed that nothing could happen to the huge ocean liner, the Lusitania sank in less than 18 minutes after it was struck by a torpedo from a German U-boat on May 7, 1915 at 2:10 in the afternoon, just 2 years after the tragic sinking of the RMS Titanic. The sinking of the Lusitania is widely thought to have been the reason behind the United States' entrance into the First World War. In 1917, after public opinion turned against Germany after the sinking. Born into an Anglican family in Dublin, Ireland, in 1897, however, he converted to Catholicism and was ordained a priest in 1898. He continued to preach in Britain and the US, and he frequently preached in Ireland. Father Maturin continued to publish writings charting his gradual move towards Catholicism. Following a trip to New York to undertake preaching engagements there, he boarded the Lusitania in May of 1915 to return to Britain. On the day of the sinking, eyewitness accounts of Father Maturin state that he was not wearing a life jacket and was seen to pass a child into a lifeboat, as well as giving absolutions to those on board. A calm, intentional spirit enabled Father Maturin to direct the last moments of his life to tending to others. Was that a spirit born out of a sudden courageous disposition? We cannot know for sure, but it's unlikely. There were clues in his life and in his writings indicating a man who had dedicated himself to seeking God's will, and in which we can recognize a consistent theme of humility and trust in the friendship of God. Father Basil William Maturin, pray for us.